Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Presto Changeo, a new musical with book and lyrics by Eric Price and music by Joel Wagoner, is running at Barrington Stage Company's St. Germain Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through June 11th. Directed by Mark Bruni, choreographed by Chris Bailey, the show features a credit not usually seen in your everyday playbill, Illusions by Joseph Wartner Cheney. That's right, the majority of actors in this piece have to, on top of acting, singing, and dancing, perform parlor and platform magic.
Yeah, we know every trick. Shuffle all you want to, we know what card to pick. Then suddenly it hits you like lightning strikes a tree. And magic is magic, the way it used to be.
Presto Changeo is a world premiere from Barrington Stage Company's acclaimed musical theater lab, and we're joined by actors Barbara Walsh and Michael Rupert, both of whom originated roles in the original Broadway run of Falsettos and have numerous other Broadway, off-Broadway, regional, television, and film credits on their resumes. Barbara Walsh and Michael Rupert, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hello, very nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
Tell us a bit about the plot of the show. It's a new show. Tell us a little bit about the story that takes place on stage.
Well, it focuses on a family of three generations of magicians. There's a grandfather, a father, and a son at the center of the story. They all have magic in their blood, shall we say. And over the course of many, many years, the dynamic within the family changes for a few reasons, which I'm actually not going to tell you about. I don't want to reveal the magic. I play Mary, the mom and ex-wife. The ex-wife of Lance Presto, the mother of our son, Michael. And the daughter of Sheldon plays my father. So we are sort of a close family that has been bruised a bit over several betrayals, a few betrayals actually. And we are working our way back to each other in different ways. Very robust personalities, all of us, I should say.
Michael, you play Lance Presto. Tell us about the character, the particular challenges of this character.
Well, yeah, I play Lance Presto. Well, the biggest challenge for me has just been learning some magic, you know? We've all had to learn magic, and which is kind of fascinating. Lance is a middle-aged guy now who, you know, at one time was a huge magician. He was really quite renowned, and so again, as Barbara pointed out, certain things happened in our lives with our son Michael, my son, that kind of threw me into a tailspin, and Lance has really been kind of away from the world for a dozen or so years, and now he's finally going to attempt a comeback, and suddenly into his life comes all of these people from his past, his family. And all in one day, and it just throws his whole life, spinning in a whole other direction. It's been a challenge in some ways, but I don't know. Lance is a lot like me too, you know. Always seem to have things throwing my life in another direction, as we all do, you know. It's been enormously rewarding just to work on something that's in development. Last time I was up here was 3 years ago when I was doing On the Town. You know, that was On the Town, so we weren't developing it. You know, we were just staging it. And this has been exhausting and crazy. Even last night, we had a few little changes that went into the show. But that's what this is for. So for us as actors, it's a challenge and hard work, but also kind of rewarding to know that we are really the first people that are, we are the creating these characters. And for better or for worse, these characters will always have a little bit of our imprint on them, which is exciting for an actor.
Yeah, no matter who takes over.
I mean, no matter what happens in the future, you know, with the show, and I hope it does have a life, you know. It's just been a lot of fun to help them create, you know, a new story. Not based on anything. Which is one of the hardest things in the world to do in musical theater.
So rare. Yeah. It really is deeply, deeply difficult. And it is, as Michael said, it's really thrilling to create something. It's kind of being written on you as you're doing it, because it's an unknown. It's unproven. It's not based on anything other than what we have on the page and go from there. And luckily, we've been in a really open, collaborative environment with the creative team and just the best actors you want to be on stage with, quite frankly. I mean, that's everything. And challenging, absolutely, exhausting, but yeah, kind of thrilling.
How often have you been, each of you, involved in developing a new musical before?
Well, just speaking for myself, and I think I'm speaking for Barbara too, we've done it a lot.
We've done a lot. We've been around a while.
We've been through this process many times, and it's always pretty much the same, you know? I mean, the writers are figuring it out. The thing about this is it was an idea that was commissioned by Barrington Stage, which is great. That they Julie and everybody here saw the promise in the idea, and it's very much like the process that I've been through before, certainly.
Yeah. You have to just put everything out there, and you have to fail, and you have to just get it right and make sure you're asking all the right questions and make sure the writers are there and open, and they are, and the director's leading it all. And yeah, I mean, that's as it should be. I've developed a lot of new work. Most of the new work I've developed has not gone on to be much of anything, but there have been a few things that have been just wonderful little things along the way. It's exciting.
Have either of you worked with this director before?
Never.
I have, actually. Well, Mark was, I can't believe Legally Blonde was almost 10 years ago now. It was 2007.
Whoa.
It was 9 years ago, and Mark Bruni was Jerry Mitchell's associate director on Legally Blonde, the musical that we did in New York. Mm-hmm. So I got to work with Mark there, though, you know, he was the associate, he wasn't really the director. So this is really the first time I've worked with Mark as the captain, guy at the helm.
What type of director is he proving to be? What's particular about his process that you've liked working with him on?
Well, what I mostly like is a collaborative spirit, and he has a really large collaborative spirit. He has great respect for us, and I think vice versa. You know, he is at the helm of complete chaos as we are all in the trenches, and given its unproven nature, this piece. But he's lovely, absolutely lovely.
He's not dumb.
No, he's very smart.
Which is good. Because,
good.
You know, every once in a while you can work with a director that you do go, like, seriously? You know, is this, you know. But Mark is, throughout his career, has learned to be a pretty damn good storyteller. We've watched him make some very smart decisions, yeah, just in terms of the staging of the piece,
yeah,
and how we approach things.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely
great. That's exciting.
So there is, as you mentioned before, magic in the show. You have to perform illusions. You have to do magic tricks. They bring in a consultant to teach you how to do that. And he's allowed to tell a non-magician how to do the magic tricks. It's not like he's not supposed to reveal those secrets.
Well, yeah, I mean, he told us how to do them, or we wouldn't be doing them, you know. I don't know if you signed
a disclosure
agreement. There's a rumor going around that we did, but I don't remember signing one. I don't think we did. I think it's just something that,
it's a rumor.
You know, we just understand that we don't go blabbing about this to everybody. You know, because that's their stock in trade. But, you know, Joey Wartner-Chaney, you know, he's worked with David Copperfield. And he's like an amazing guy. He really came up with some good stuff for us to do.
Yeah, and then we had to practice it and make it seem as though we've been doing it all our lives instead of a month.
We've had, what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks now to make it look like we've been doing this stuff forever, you know. So, just speaking for myself, sometimes I'm a little more successful than others. And hopefully Ken Billington's brilliant lighting just throws, you know, throws the direction somewhere else for the audience, and then we're very cool.
I mean, for me, the magic has been like choreography. It's like it's just a new kind of muscle that I'm dealing with, but think of it like choreography, and it'll... Not that I'm a dancer or anything, but, you know, when you're acting on stage in a musical, physicality is part of it, and so it makes sense that, you know, think of it that way. Easier to retain.
Extra complicated blocking to fool people.
Totally.
So this is, of course, regional theater. which is very important to the development of new work and just getting people's eyes on theater. Yeah. You work a lot in New York, but you also come around for stuff like this. Why do you think regional theater is so important?
To bring the arts, theater in particular, musical or play, whatever it is, revived or new to the regions is incredibly important, I think. If it's a new piece and being developed, then it's getting sort of nonpartisan eyes, non-New York eyes, so they can learn what they need to learn and go forward with it, with a safety net there, I think. I love going to regional theater. I've worked at so many amazing ones, and some amazing ones that are lesser known. I've done some of my best work no one ever saw. But anyway, vitally important, vitally important.
There was a time, way back in the day, when people like Neil Simon wrote a play directly for Broadway. You know,
right.
People created stuff directly for Broadway. That almost, you know, that just doesn't really happen anymore, or it happens very seldom, because the financial stakes are so incredibly high that almost every new play or musical is either workshopped or is first produced at a regional theater someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where, you know, New York producers will sometimes give enhancement money to a theater to help them produce, you know, but it is not like it was back in the, what, the golden age of Broadway, you know, it's very different now.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is just, I think we all enjoy working in regional theaters because that's where a lot of the work begins, you know, even if it ends up going to Broadway. This is where it all starts, you know. And the truth of the matter is some regional theaters, in my experience certainly, are much more fun to work at than others. I've worked in a lot of regional theaters, as has Barbara, and just give a shout out to Barrington. I mean, this is my second time here, and they do treat us well here.
Oh,
I mean,
they're
very...
That's key.
It actually is, because, you know, you're away from home, you're working on this stuff, you're not living in your own house. It's, you know, sometimes the mark of a good regional theater is just
the housing
and how they treat you, and they make you feel like... The nice thing about Julian Company here, they truly do make you feel like they're really glad you're here to work on this show or any show.
They'll just get better work from us. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Barbara Walsh and Michael Rupert star in Barrington Stage Company Musical Theater Lab's world premiere of Presto Changeo, running at Barrington Stage Company's St. Germain Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through June 11th. For more information, visit barringtonstageco.org. That link is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
There's so much life to